Investigators are trying to determine why 24-year-old Rachel Mattice made up an abduction story that touched off a social media campaign for her safe return, along with a multi-agency search and rescue effort. Mattice claimed she was kidnapped in late June and held against her will. Her car was found abandoned at the family campground in Hamilton County. Relatives posting on Facebook, her car and camp door were found wide open. Her car was left on, ran out of gas. Her phone and purse were in the car. It is believed that she was abducted. She is not the type to just disappear. Her friends and family are very worried about her. The search was on across Fulton and Hamilton counties. Canine teams and aviation units swept the Adirondacks. There were gatherings and vigils, along with nationwide news coverage that even commanded the attention of recording star Shania Twain. Photographs Mattice had posted of herself on Facebook appeared on flyers, in newspapers, magazines, and television screens. On July 6th, Mattice resurfaced a few blocks from her Johnstown home, saying she had been abducted by a long-bearded white man in his late 50s. She also said she was locked in a shed, blindfolded, bound, and assaulted during her two-week disappearance. She told investigators she escaped by jumping from a car and running to her mother's Johnstown house. The story soon began to crumble. A witness contacted police on July 18th, telling them he gave Rachel a lift to a Canada Lake campsite owned by her aunt's boyfriend, a place investigators say Rachel was quite familiar with. Two hikers reportedly verified the driver's account. Mattice gave herself up to authorities on Friday. Major William Keeler of the New York State Police.
The Rachel Mattice case has been closed by the arrest of Rachel Mattice.
At a press conference in Latham Saturday morning, carried by Time Warner Cable News, New York State Police and Hamilton County officials announced Mattice had been slapped with a misdemeanor charge of falsely reporting an incident. Hamilton County Sheriff Carl Abrams says that prior to her disappearance, Mattice was the subject of a drug investigation involving the theft of prescription medication, and some speculate that's why she fled.
She was under investigation, which is still pending. We have a meeting with our Hamilton County DA next week at some time. But at this point, there are no charges yet, and we have to consult the DA. Of course, she wants us to pursue.
Keeler adds police are using electronic evidence as they continue to figure out what Mattice was doing during the time she was missing. He says the man depicted in a sketch of her alleged kidnapper does not exist.
Nothing she said happened. It was all made up.
For now, Mattice is sticking with her tale of abduction, New York State Police Chief Investigator Jeff Ullman.
She says she was held continuously between the 23rd and the 6th. And we have this witness, we have other evidence that will show that that's not the case.
Nonetheless, Mattice's mother, Wendy, told News 10 that the bearded man has been watching her daughter for a long time and knew her every move. And she'll be speaking with an attorney to shore up a legal case. Meantime, authorities involved in the search and rescue effort continue to calculate the cost, said to be in the six figures. The New York State Police had no one available to comment on Monday. Mattice is due to appear in Mayfield Town Court August 9th. She could face a year in jail and a fine of $1,000. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.